Four Questions You Should Ask When Reading the Bible by Dr. Matthew Harmon. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse of the day comes from 1 John 1, 5-9. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. What questions are you asking? What we get out of the Bible largely depends on the kinds of questions we ask when reading the text. But how do we know what are the right questions to ask? Jesus provided a good starting point when He summarized the two greatest commandments. 1. Love God with your whole being. And 2. Love our neighbors as ourselves. That comes from Matthew 22:34-40. From these two commandments, we ask four basic questions to help us grow in our relationship with God. What do we learn about God? God is the main character of the Bible, the hero of the story. So it makes sense that the first question we ask is what we learn about Him. Scripture reveals who God is in different ways. First, it shows us His character or His attributes. Sometimes the Bible states these directly. For example, Isaiah 6:3. At other times, you need to infer truths about His character, like in 1 Kings 22:1-40. Even in a book like Esther, where God is never directly referred to, there is much to learn about Him. Second, the Bible shows us God's conduct. What we see God doing in a passage tells us who He is. A good example is Psalm 23, which describes several things God does for His people. Lead, restore, comfort, prepare, and anoint. Paying attention to what God is doing in a passage helps us grow in our understanding of God. What do we learn about people? Every passage has something to tell us about humanity. Let's approach this question from a different angle. First angle is looking in the text for aspects of what it means to be created in the image of God. What longings or desires does the passage reveal that are expressions of being made in God's image? The second angle is to look for the fallen condition it exposes. The fallen condition refers to the sinful beliefs, attitudes, feelings, and actions, or tendencies mentioned or implied in the text. As fallen creatures, we experience the same kinds of temptations and battles with idolatry described in the text, even if they take different forms in our lives today. What do we learn about relating to God? Loving God with our whole being takes many forms. A good place to begin is considering what we should praise God for. For example, 1 Peter 1:3-5. Often this will flow out of what we learn about God, His character, conduct, and concerns. Second, reflect on what sin you need to confess and repent of. 1 John 1:5-9. Consider the ways you see the fallen condition at work in your life and confess that to God. What tangible steps of repentance do you need to take in light of what the Spirit has shown you? Finally, look for promises that you need to believe. 2 Peter 1:3-4. Think through what aspects of the gospel are present in the passage and how God wants to change you through it. Next, what do we learn about relating to others? God made us to be in community with each other. He makes us part of the body of Christ and calls us to be a light to those around us. God has placed people all around us that we must interact with: family, friends, co-workers, classmates, neighbors, etc. Some are believers, others are not. Regardless, the Bible has much to say about how we should interact with others. See 1 Peter 2, 11-25. Remember, the ultimate goal of reading the Bible is to have our lives transformed by God so we resemble our Lord Jesus. Asking these four simple questions focuses our attention on the main message of the Bible, and it prepares us to apply biblical truths to our lives in meaningful ways. Why not try it out for yourself?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.